All right, everybody in podcast land, it's your fabulous two back at you again with another one on the Top Dance Podcast. Hello, we are getting ready for some weather here in Nashville, Tennessee. So, we're going to make this a quick one and keep our eyes focused on what we're doing. Get back tucked, as we would say in our house.
That's right. Honey,
how you doing today?
Hi.
How's your day been so far?
Good with you.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, what do we have in store? What are we cooking up for the people today? What's on the menu? Wait, what is this episode? Oh, episode 8. Yes.
Okay.
Last day of January.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! 1 month out of 2023.
That's great.
Yes.
All right. So, here's my question.
Starting off with a question. I like it.
I don't know that there's a right or a wrong. I mean, I know what's right for...
For you.
For me.
Yeah.
And I've got my opinion. But... All right, so the question on the table is...
Drum roll, please.
Is what you're doing for your child... And we're just going to talk extracurricular activities.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. We don't have to... Okay. Is what you're doing for your child helping or hindering their overall process and growth into becoming, you know, the best person they can be?
All right,
the best adult, you know, their future. Are you helping or hindering?
Is what you're doing for your child, and this is, and you said this is any extracurricular activity, so dance, sports, anything that they're into, as a parent, is what you're doing helping them or hindering them?
And this I'm going to go good. With, and we're going to consolidate this to, you have the ability to help them, okay,
yeah.
Right? So, for example, I grew up, I lived really, really far away from all the activities I did. So once we left from the house before I was driving, once we left, that was it. My dad, you know, he wasn't at home. He traveled, you know, full time, and my mom worked full time. So once we left, that was it.
Right.
I couldn't get back home if I forgot my tights, my ballet shoes.
Yes. So it taught you some planning skills, right? Some
Maybe,
organization.
But it definitely made me sad and embarrassed and
when
nervous
you did forget something.
When you did, because you had to say something or come up with something or go through whether you were going to lie or own up to it or take responsibility or blame a mom or I don't know.
Now, how far away from the dance studio were you when you were leaving your house going to dance?
30 minutes, no traffic. So, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty
not
long.
Not crazy, but you can't get there and back. And when you're not driving and your parents work, that's not possible. Okay.
So, how about for you? So, before we
but
get
those
into
weren't
that,
options.
About...
I'm talking about when you... Okay, so say, like, you have the ability to... Just name something. What? I left my shin guards at home, and you're right next to a sports outlet place or a Walmart or a place like that. No time to go back home. They left their shin guards. You have enough time to stop off at a wherever and pick something up for them.
Yeah, and so is the question: what would you do? Would you not pick it up and teach them?
Is what you're doing
the...
helping or hindering? Fixing their hair when their hands are fully functioning after, you know, 7 years old.
Yeah. That's good. Well, I mean, it probably goes...
I know what you're going to say. It's what you say for everything dissolved.
What do I say?
There's all kinds of people.
Well, yeah, I do say that. And that's a true statement.
It is true.
But my thought on that was it probably goes from one to the next. And it's probably one of those things where you have to question each thing that you do, because you know how you could start off. Yeah, you can start off doing something that may be helping them, and then it changes as they get older, and then it turns into a hindrance, or the other way around. You can start off and it could be like it is not helping them at all what you're doing, and then you could get that information and be like, okay, well, I'm gonna change, and I'm, you know what, I'm not gonna fix them a full out dinner when they get home from school, and I want to make sure that they eat healthy. Okay, this is personal, sorry, I don't know, sorry. But you can change from one to the next. So I think you probably as a parent, definitely as a parent, you're gonna hit both. The question really becomes, when you hit them, what are you going to do about it? Because I know for me, there's times where I feel like I've been a hindrance and times that I've been helpful, but I've tried to be sensitive enough to know, you probably need to change this or do something different. That's kind of, and it's about where you come from too. Because I know for me, like my mom was kind of like your situation was a little bit different, but it was the same principle. Like, I played sports. My mom didn't get me none of the stuff. Nothing. Mouthpiece, equipment, anything. But I found a way to get it from friends or, you know, yeah, somebody be like, oh, man, I got an extra mouthpiece. So, but if I lost mine, that was it. I already knew I wasn't going to be able to go back to my mom. But that, for me, it kind of taught me, like, you got to kind of figure out how to get your stuff together, which is why I'm so independent now.
Like, as an adult.
As an adult,
Are you glad that you learned those lessons younger? I mean,
Well, see, here's the thing with that. This is the back and forth.
Or that you didn't have a choice. Now, then, of course, it was...
It formed me into who I am now, but then you go through this thing when you become a parent. For some things, you go, this happened to me, so I'm going to extra spoil my kids. They're never going to have to experience anything that I did. I'm giving right. them all things.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Yeah. So it just, you know.
I've definitely done things that are completely, and my kids would all agree. I mean, I've done some ridiculous things as far as gone out of my way to make sure that they had, if they forgot something to eat immediately after school and they had a rehearsal. I had to pick them up from that rehearsal and bring them to another. Mm-hmm. And I've done ridiculous, now that I'm thinking about it, because I really lean on the side of I really don't. I mean, I think like, me more so than you.
Oh, yeah.
You can spoil a little more than I.
It's your stuff.
Fix your hair. Fix it. If it falls down, the next time it'll get a little better.
Yeah.
The next time it'll get a little better. And it's your responsibility to tell the teacher what you're working on, what you're trying to improve, what you forgot, what you're trying to remember. I mean, I'm all about the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you feel...
Falling and figuring it out. But I've done...
Then when you start feeling... And it's like, oh, but I feel bad, though.
It's so cold. I can toast them.
I can make it better for you.
Right.
Yeah. So, that perfect example. See, it's you kind of go in and out of both.
But I would say just through this, like, I know we're just talking. But if you are listening, I think at least if you are if you are keeping this content, like in particular, on the table, mm-hmm. kind of in your own head, in your head table.
In your head
table. Right? As long as you are aware of any of it, I guess, really.
That really is it. Yeah, being aware of it.
I don't think you can go too wrong if you...
If you constantly...
If you think about it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Thinking about it, trying to progress... I mean, because that's an area where we all are like...
But listen, let me tell you something. If your child... I'm going to jump out there. If your child is... I'm gonna be nice, okay? if your child is over 12 years old...
Ooh.
And they are capable...
Grown self. With your grown self.
And you are... Fixing, and I can speak. I did all sports and dance, but I'm going to speak on dance. I mean, if you're still putting their hair up and, you know, hand washing their tights for them.
Ooh.
Oh, no. I believe. That's me, though.
Might be holding them back.
To each his own. To each his own. I believe that is a, you're doing a terrible injustice for your child.
Yeah.
How are they going to get better? How are you going to get better without failing, flopping, wobbly?
Yeah.
What did I say to the kids at Christmas in that journal? Growing is
Life is wobbly.
Growing is wobbly and full of mistakes. Keep growing.
Keep growing, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I would have to agree with the 12-year-old washing out the tights thing, because they're a little old for that, and you want to, you know, it's kind of like now with our youngest, we have two of them that are out of the house, but our youngest, like, she's 12, and I'm realizing, like, this is like, we are preparing her to be independent. Like, I don't want to prepare her to depend on me for everything and you. But
she
I want to prepare her.
She is a third daughter of dance in our household.
Yeah.
Third dance daughter in our household. And I will say she, and I've done a lot, but I have never washed her tights out for her.
You started early with that one. I mean, everybody was shocked. She was doing her own makeup. Like, how old? When she started, I was shocked, because I was looking like, I know that this makeup process is very stressful, and she's just doing it, and all of our parents and people went around like, who's gonna do your makeup? And she's like, I am doing it right now.
Oh, well, and Taya's got that's our youngest one. Taya's got she's a mixed girl. Her hair is beautiful, but it's not the easiest. And right. So we both, Chris, you included, you were doing her hair.
Oh, yeah. Sure was. Loved it.
Plenty. But, you know, now we don't touch it.
Don't touch it. It's over. You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away and put down the comb.
All right, so I don't know if there's a right or wrong, but I do challenge you, and this, again, it's my opinion, but I do think if they are capable, are you helping or are you just holding on?
Right. Know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away, and sometimes you got to run. But if you can be sensitive,
hide.
Yes, get tucked and hide.
Yeah. They'll figure it out. They will. They are smart. They are resilient, and they are capable. Okay. I mean, if they are, they are. Give them a chance. Give them a chance. That's another thing that's very hard for me, is to not take over and take control.
When
Chris said run away, sometimes it is easier to hide,
yeah,
just to not see it. Or when you hear them telling their excuse to their coach, instructor, teacher. See, what had happened was, and you just want to be like, spit it out, you forgot it. Right?
Right.
But maybe just hide and let them figure out. You know,
yeah,
get it together.
That's it. It's good stuff, babe. Good podcast.
Something to ponder on. That's about it.
Yes. So, parents, if you're listening, I'm not even gonna say if it's hitting home. We are all in your business right now, because it's our business. It's happening right now. So this is real life stuff. So just do us one favor. You appreciate this podcast, like, comment, subscribe.
Thanks,
let people know. Yeah, that we're just here chatting it up, talking about things we go through every day. It's dance teachers and parents, and I don't know, you get all kind of good stuff. So, yes. Mm-hmm. So you can get it on Spotify and Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts. And, go to Spotify. We do have one of the Valentine songs now, the Cupid Bow and Arrow. So if you want to work on some technique with a Valentine's theme,
oh, yeah, and that's great for advanced students, company kids, some of your competitive students, anybody a little bit older. It's fun and it's challenging. That and Devla Pays, don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
An oldie but goodie.
Oldie but goodie. All right, guys. So we are out of here. Thank you so much for listening again. We appreciate it. And have a great rest of your day. We out.